Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I see that flag football has been added to the lineup for the upcoming World Games.
Really? It's pretty tough.
In 2022.
There's a flag, adult flag football league. You'll see that ESPN runs in a while, and these are ex-jocks that played ball. I played college football, and they're great athletes, great football players. Yeah.
So now the NFL and the International Federation of American Football are trying to get flag football added to the Olympic Games in 2028 in Los Angeles.
I can see that because I think the American football, they always want to catch on other places, and never really does. This might be a way to get it started.
Well, under new rules,
I'd watch that.
For the Tokyo Games.
You watch it for a while, then you go, oh, it's not
football. It's not real football.
Well, didn't they get rid of, like, baseball or softball?
They did it. They got rid of baseball. Yeah.
You can't get rid of baseball, then put flag football in the Olympics.
I'm with you on that. Because people do play baseball all across the world, right?
Here's why you can.
It's easy.
Under new rules introduced for the Tokyo Games, Olympic host cities can propose a limited number of sports for inclusion in the games if they're popular in the hosting country.
Well, that's when you bring back baseball then, yeah.
That's why we get surfing, skateboarding, sport climbing, and karate as sports in the upcoming summer games in Japan if they happen.
They like that. Okay, got it. Right.
For 2028, they are going to talk about adding a 5-on-5 version of flag football to the games. NFL is going to try and help by working behind the scenes.
That's when I see the 5-on-5.
Flag football played at professional and recreational levels by both men and women.
It's funny, though, because I watched it. There was a professional league on a couple summers ago on one of the networks, one of the ESPN networks. And I'd watch it. They had official teams from major cities. And they were, you know, ex-football players from college, usually, a lot of these guys. But they would still, like, anytime you play flag football, it'd still be the same thing. The guy would run around the corner, and he'd keep running, and another guy would be standing there, I got your flag. They're still there. Yeah. Because they're running. They're running. They don't know.
Yeah, right. Just like recess.
Yeah, you know, you're right, I got your flag. Oh, damn.
Right. In tackle football, you know when you've been tackled.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
In its first appearance at the World Games, flag football will join wheelchair rugby, lacrosse, and duathlon as the fourth invitational sport for the 2022 edition of the Games. Are you familiar with what the World Games are?
Nope. Well, that's another thing beside Olympics. It's before the Olympics, right, usually?
It's an international multi-sport event meant for sports or disciplines or events within a sport that are not contested in the Olympic Games.
Wheelchair rugby is a tough sport.
It sounds like it.
Didn't we watch that? Yeah. Didn't those guys on Friday Night Lights play that? Remember the guy that was paralyzed at Friday Night Lights?
Oh, yeah.
Him and his paralyzed, but no, they played wheelchair rugby.
Yeah, I think they got him in wheelchair rugby, right.
They have a kind of a cow catcher on the front of those wheelchairs, so they can just ram each other.
That has to hurt.
And they fall down, and they just push themselves back up.
I was going to say, they got to get knocked out of their chair.
Well, they're strapped in, but they fall down, but they, you know.
And pick themselves up.
Yeah. I actually watched it. It's a pretty rough sport.
The World Games are recognized by the International Olympic Committee. The World Games are held every 4 years, just a year after the Summer Olympic Games.
Oh, okay.
The next host city is going to be Birmingham.
Alabama?
Yeah.
Okay.
In 2022.
Are they adding horseshoes to the game?
Well, a number of the sports that were on the program of
cornhole.
The World Games.
Cornhole. Yeah. They're bringing cornhole.
Some of the sports that had to be discontinued on the World Games because they're now included in the Olympic Games include badminton, beach volleyball, trampoline, rugby sevens.
Trampoline. So you can't get rid of baseball and then have trampoline.
I know.
Taekwondo, triathlon, and women's weightlifting. Other sports have been Olympic sports in the past, like tug of war.
I know they got rid of baseball, and I never understood why, because a lot of the countries play baseball. And the U.S. didn't always win it either, by the way. We would get beat by Cuba and other countries once in a while.
Viva Cuba!
And I know they got rid of women's softball, because that sport it was either the U.S. or Canada would break through once in a while, and that was it. Everybody else got their ass kicked in women's softball, and they got mad at that. But the baseball, a lot of teams, a lot of countries play baseball, and they're good at it.
Yeah, it's played across the globe.
Right.
What's the duathlon?
I had to look that up, too. It's running, cycling, and then running again.
No swimming.
Stupid, yeah. Which for people that can't swim.
In the morning.
Right.
It's great if you can't swim.
Yeah, it's a great sport if you can't swim.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So some of the sports that are held regularly at the World Games: acrobatic gymnastics, ultimate frisbee.
Oh, man. That's basically football and frisbee, dude.
Yeah, it's a lot of running.
Dude.
Karate, powerlifting, tug of war, fin swimming.
What's that thing we're seeing now with the colleges have clubs that play each other?
Is that the slam ball?
Slam ball. That is the goofiest frat boy sport I've ever seen.
Oh, where they bounce it off a little trampoline.
It is not interesting to watch. After a while, you go, that is just.
I watched it out of curiosity for a few minutes and then said, nah.
Then you realized axe throwing was on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I understand if you want to hang outside your frat and grass and drink some beer and play that with each other. But to make it a sport and have us watch it.
It looked like it was more played. It was played on courts inside.
Well, that's outside. It was outside on
TV. Saw.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen it on TV where it's been inside on courts. Yeah.
Well, they fall down. You know.
My kids have a thing. They call it spike balls. It's the same thing.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's hard.
It is hard.
I suck at that. I'm like, want to play it?
No.
Like, guys, falling over. The ball's always flying down the street. It's a mess.
Now, these are jocks in college. It obviously, not. They learned how to play it, and it's tough to do. It's just not fun to watch.
Some of the other games they play at the World Games include fin swimming, corf ball.
I got the cornhole?
No. Corf ball.
How about corn ball? What's corf ball?
Corf ball is kind of netball and basketball played by two teams of 8 players, 4 female players, 4 male on each team. The object is to throw the ball into a netless basket that's mounted about 12 feet high.
Whoa.
In a court or field or whatever.
How you know if it goes through? Because nothing worse than shooting basketball where there's net or chain up there.
You see it. Yeah, you can see it. Yeah. It's a big rim. It's a very large rim.
Yes, it is.
All right. If you will.
I'd watch
Let's
that.
Let's get it in there.
I'd watch that.
Now, I like the idea of this World Games because the sports that are included in the World Games are limited by the facilities available in the host cities.
Got it.
No new facilities may be constructed for the games.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah, I learned over the weekend. Denver turned down the 1976 Winter Olympics just because they didn't want all those white elephants, all the structures that they could probably never use again.
They were ahead of their time, too.
Yeah.
Pickleball, they got that in there yet? I played pickleball.
I haven't seen that.
That's pretty cool.
What about just pickles, those little peel-back lottery things?
Is it pickleball? No, it's a pickles court. It's a pickles court.
I'm going to $3.
It's a scratching contest.
That'd be a good one. You just sit at the bar and play pickles.
I'm going to the World Games in pickle tickets.
Yeah. I'm an athlete. Yeah.
And a drunk. Because you'd be just a drunk. Yeah. Gold medal around some guy that wanted pickles.
Those have always struck me as the lottery tickets for people who think scratchers are too hard. Yeah. Just pull the tab.
It is less work.
They don't call them pickles back east. When I moved here, I didn't know what the hell that was. They're just you buy tickets at the bar back east. And I remember going back after about living here 5 years. I was somewhere and somebody bought some pull tabs, basically tickets, you know, from behind the bar. And I said, "Hey, you playing pickles?" Then I look, I'm speaking French. I had no idea what I'm talking about.
What?
Just yeah.
You've been in Oklahoma too long.
I always thought the name was stupid, but they put them in old pickle jars. That's where they pull out of. That's why they called it that.
Oh, that's where that came from.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
They were just tickets back east.
That's dumb.
Yeah.
I'm going to fire up the toast machine. You want some?
Well, that's real.
Everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. Everybody knows what a toast machine is.
They would have known that. That's in their vernacular.
Right.
I never understood competitive karate. That mall we went to, there was a dude at one of the kiosks, like,
I don't get either.
Trying to, you know, just the over-aggressive sales guy in the middle of the mall.
I hate
you. Want a free karate lesson? And I was like, man, I don't know.
The one I don't understand.
You went in your karate uniform, I'd try to kick your ass.
The one I don't understand is judo, because they wear the robes, they're tied up, but part of judo is just pulling on the robes. You pull the guy down by his robe. Now, they're athletes. They're incredible athletes.
Yeah.
But I always just thought it was a weird sport because if you couldn't pull me down, but I'd have this robe on.
I saw for the first time on TV college fencing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, that's probably, was it Yale against Princeton? Those kind of schools?
No, these were, you know, not Ivy League schools.
Okay.
But it wasn't Alabama-Auburn.
No.
They're the best conference for fencing.
Or college squash. They have college squash. That's totally like Yale-y stuff.
That would probably be more interesting than the fencing. Yeah. Fencing was kind of boring.
Somehow the other day I had on like SportsCenter, and in the top 10 was a lacrosse play.
I watch that. I can watch lacrosse.
Yeah. I don't know all the rules.
I don't know all the rules either. I just don't. I know when they score.
Yeah. But the guy who made the goal had a very East Coast country club kind of name.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, that fits.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Easton.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
And that was his first name. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Easton Barron. Oh, yeah, they're all douchebag names like that.
Oh, Brett was wondering if, this is the email, if that Louisiana lunch lady was like those chicks at sushi joints where you just lay the spread out on their body. She might have a pizza square here.
Tater tots hanging around her nipples.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a
pig in a blanket somewhere?
Yeah. Oh, she's the pig in a blanket, I could tell.
Pile of sloppy joes on each boob.
You nibble the Crispito off of her belly.
Yeah.
And your choice of milk.
Where's the applesauce? You don't want to know.
That's not applesauce.
You got to look for it,
Dip your spoon in the applesauce. Oh, no.
We didn't have any applesauce.
What the hell did I just eat? Don't ask.
Is this curdled juice?
Why was it a puddle of it right in the middle of her? That wasn't applesauce. Damn, it was good, though.
The seventh graders just came through. What do you expect?
Either way.
Did you go sit with your kids and eat school lunch?
I did. When my kid was, when they were both elementary school, I did that both.
Yeah, back when they used to like to hang out with us.
That was about it.
Yeah.
That was about it.
I was never asked.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. I did.
When I did that, and that was quite some time ago, I thought school lunches had gotten better.
Well, first of all, I left work to go do it both times, and I was starving. They could have laid out anything on that chick's belly, and I'd ate it. So I just ate anything. I got in trouble with my son. We were in line for lunch, and I was making jokes with the kids. And it was so funny because the teacher, I show up. I'm here to have some of my this thing's probably in third grade. I'm here to have breakfast. It should be lunch with my son. They go, okay, sign this up. And I walk down, and the kids are already in the hallway waiting to go. So I just get in line between my son and a couple of his buddies who I also knew too. And I'm just making jokes, and they're laughing. And then the teacher yells at all of us. But the teacher yells at us like I'm not a grown man. She just goes, hey, keep it down back there. And I go, ooh, she's yelling at us. And then I make them laugh more. I'm like, what's she going to do, kick me out? And I made another joke, and they all started laughing. And she looked down, but she was looked down. It wasn't like she looked at me like, sir, don't joke. She looked at me like I was just one of the kids in line, you know? I'm guessing she probably hated me. I don't know.
Did you kind of feel like you were just one of the kids in line?
I totally felt that way. I just fell back into that scene, but I kept riffing. I kept riffing, and the kids were digging it. They didn't care.
I'm glad you were cracking them up. That's our demo.
Yeah. It is now.
Right there.
Yeah.
No, I'm still, like, every week, you know, they put the lunch menus online.
Right.
And every week, my daughter will be going through online going, okay, that's a good day. That's a good day. That's not a good day.
Yeah.
Like, there are some school lunches I guess she legitimately likes.
Oh, they do. Yeah.
I think the food is a lot better than it used to be.
I think if she hasn't invited you to lunch, you need to go just do that. Just show up.
Well, I can't. Not this year.
Oh, yeah.
This is her last year of elementary school, and she's certainly not going to ask me in middle school.
Well, that's why she should have had you go in elementary school. Yeah. She's going to be pissed when you show up at middle school.
And I don't think you could just show up any time. It's like a designated day.
Yeah, yeah. Can I have lunch with your buddies?
Yeah. Otherwise, there would be guys showing up to get fed every day.
What I thought was weird about it was...
Dad!
There were some parents at my kids' elementary school that were there frequently.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what was weird about it was you don't sit just only with your kid. You sit down with everybody else. So I remember Ryder was sitting next to me, and across from me was just this kid I didn't know. And I'm just going, so how you doing? And he's just looking at me like, and he's just eating his food. He's like, so what am I supposed to have a conversation with this kid that doesn't know me?
What's up, Easton?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, when I would eat with my kids, they had a stoplight in the cafeteria, eating room, whatever. And it would be, red, yellow, green. And if you're too loud, it went to yellow, and then it was red, and nobody could talk. And I'm like, there were a bunch of parents around, too. Because I remember when I was in elementary school, it was like one parent would come every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
There's John's dad.
We didn't have that option. We were in elementary school, but I was the only one there at the time. I remember.
So it was the opposite of make some noise signs.
Yeah. And then it sucked because there would be, it would go on red, and you just look around at these other adults while just sitting there in silence, like eating with all these kids. Like, what the hell? Can't we go to like a separate room if your parents are there or something?
Oh, hospital food has gotten better too.
If I went to if I went to middle school lunch, I would say, hey, any of you guys ever do that lunch lady?
Who has her number?
I know what you guys did to lunch lady, didn't you?
No, we also have to remember, Todd, that, school lunch and hospital food have all set real low bars for a long time. So it's easy to get better.
Well, because when you're there, you're hungry.
That was the only direction they could go.
Really?
Hospital food is better down where they make it. Once it gets up to the room, it's still nasty.
It's warmed over mush. You're right.
Yeah. And however good it is down in the cafeteria when you're just visiting, that's one thing. Yes, it's gotten much better. But by the time they put some slop on the tray and put it and get it up to a room, that's some nasty stuff.
I enjoyed the applesauce. There was no applesauce there, Mr. Tyler.
How many days were you in the hospital when the cancer thing?
Several.
Because I recall you got to order stuff.
The cancer thing.
Yeah, you did.
The cancer thing.
You did get to order stuff.
But crazy,
that doesn't make it any better.
But it's like bringing home the fries in the
right.
container. They put that little cover on it, and then it gets condensation, and it gets all soggy.
Right.
Now I thought I kept ordering things, and I thought the food's better. It's what I was thinking. But then I'd order something, and it would just show up just horribly. So it got to the point where I thought, okay, they can't screw up a boiled egg.
Got it.
It was, even the boiled egg was nasty.
Oh, man.
Damn.
So I don't know what they do.
You would think, Jell-O would travel well. But if they can't get
Jell-O's
the egg right.
Okay.
On the lunch lady's ass, maybe it will.
Well, that may have been lunch lady.
Her ass was Jell-O.
Well, that's just too far, Craig.
We couldn't tell where the Jell-O ended and her ass started.
It was a magical night.
I didn't hate my hospital food. I hated the lack of a drink menu. I never had a drink menu there.
Oh, yeah.
You mean the cocktail list?
Yeah.
You're mad they didn't have a cocktail list at the hospital?
Hashtag lazy.
They sound like Southwest.
Service some alcohol wherever we go.